Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. 20 years ago, Tom, and the Big Ten Network commemorated it.
Would you give up that 1990 game?
What a great game.
We talked about it
so
last
much
night
to talk
on
about.
Ebling and you.
No, maybe someone missed it. We should do it again. The idea that Michigan State, not only an unranked Michigan State team, went into number one ranked Michigan and stunned the Wolverines 28-27 with some textbook defense down the stretch. The last play of the game was actually an interception.
The last play of the game?
Yeah, was an interception. After the failed two-point conversion.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? That could have been a touchdown. I mean, Gerback got that ball down there. He rolled
around.
Yeah, it was bouncing around.
He avoided
around.
William Reese and stepped back and threw it down to the five-yard line.
Yeah.
The ball was bobbling around.
It wasn't over. That was a crazy
Michigan recovered
game.
The onside kick, you know, and every once in a while you see a clock problem. Michigan State
It's happened before.
It's happened. You know, it happened in that game, too.
2001.
Not only does Michigan score with 6 seconds to go, then they try an onside kick and the ball goes around and Michigan recovers it. Guess how much time goes off the clock? Zero.
Jack,
what?
It's still one play. So don't start.
No, it could have been two plays. If they'd thrown an out-of-bounds pass.
They got the ball
on like the 45-yard line. If they'd thrown a 10-yard pass, they could have tried a 52-yard field goal. What do you mean, no?
That wasn't their intention.
No, their intention was to lose the game, clearly, based on how they played.
It's difficult to get off a play in 6 seconds.
Jared Bunch, Dave Diebolt, and Desmond Howard had big drops before the touchdown.
Right.
And if any of those passes had been caught, Michigan would have had more than 6 seconds
left.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Would have had 15 seconds
left.
Well,
you can piece out all the little crumbs of a game.
Let's do that. Let's take that game and just piece out all of it.
You know why you're grasping onto that game? Because it's 20 years since the last time Michigan State has won a Big Ten title. And here we're watching him in the closing segment of the Big Ten Network special here talking about Michigan State.
And wouldn't that make it all the sweeter if it happened this year?
20 years later, they finally win a Big Ten title.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen.
Tom would be suicidal. Tina, take the blades out of the razor.
That's where there is some comfort, and I have a little bit of love for Ohio State University to keep Michigan State from winning a Big Ten title.
Tom is saying, Nebraska, hurry up. You know, what if Ohio State has a down year?
I need some more insulation there. Ohio State's got so much talent.
You know what, Scott? If Michigan State got a break or two, a break or eight this year, and got to the last game with a chance. It had a chance 2 years ago. It was playing for a share of the championship against Penn State.
That's a year that everything went their way.
Well, what would happen if they went to Penn State? Not only would Tom be cheering for Penn State, Tom would look like Joe Paterno, right?
Yeah, probably would.
Tom would come into the show with those flood pants and the white socks, right?
Shrunken Dockers or whatever he wears. Yeah. Now, how long?
Too much bleach.
Okay, this is going to be his last year, I would think.
You think?
When I saw him on that presser at the Big Ten, it was just like apparent to me that he's aged quite a bit. And I don't even if you're a figurehead or whatever the ambassadorship role he plays in recruiting and managing the sideline, whatever role he plays, and we really don't know what that role is. He's never had a headset on for God knows how many years.
Do you think he's doing it because he just loves it and can't stay away? Do you think he's doing it because of the numbers? Because of the record, trying to get the 400.
I think the Bobby Bowden thing that he had going, that duel that he had going
Bobby
on.
Bobby Bowden's gone.
Oh, I understand that, but I mean, I always thought that those two were trying to outlast each other.
What if Penn State had a terrible year and he finished one win shy of 400? He was at 399. Do you think he'd come back?
That's a good question. It depends on his health.
Dave Jones of the Harrisburg Patriot News, who follows Penn State, said bad year for Penn State. Kevin Newsom not grasping the offense, and they think that it's going to be a bad year for the Nittany Lions.
Kevin Newsom's not even slated to start.
Well, that's what he was supposed to originally, and then he hasn't
stole him
it.
Away from Michigan at the 11th hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens to Penn State this year and Joe Paterno, but it just seems to me that, and the thing about how I have with Joe Pa, it seems to me it's a little bit of a selfishness. Maybe that's mean to say. let some young guy, let somebody
else
take
the reins.
Well,
he wants to do that. He wants to let a young guy do it. His name is Jay Paterno.
Well, then hand it to him now.
But they're not going to do that. There are other guys. Greg Schiano is one. Tom Bradley is another, who is a terrific coach on that staff, I got to tell you.
I heard Al Golden from Temple.
He would be in the mix, too, I would guess.
Right.
A lot of guys who would be.
So, that's a little ounce of, as great of a person he is, a little ounce of selfishness mm-hmm. in my mind mm-hmm. to not give the reins to some young guy. Come on.
We had Jerry DiNardo and Howard Griffith on the show this week, and we're going to talk in just a minute with Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network, and I think they have three to go. Iowa.
Would that be a fun gig?
Oh, my God. Would you love that? Be on that bus with those guys? You know, that's where they could really raise some money. Just let a couple people ride on that bus.
Do a fantasy thing.
Oh, take them around the Big Ten with those guys? People would bid $20,000 to do that.
Probably would.
All right. We will be right back, and we're going to talk with Dave Revson, Fred Heumann, Dr. John Braccio, Michael Rosenberg, the Detroit Free Press, coming up as well. We'll be right back with that. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.